If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Make no mistake, Trump backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Sunday edition of Football 24/7 after the Eagles training camp. Practice day seven, everybody. Going to get hard to keep track of the days as we get up there on the training camp. Johnny Mack, welcome to the show, man. Johnny Mack reporting live from the NovaCare complex right now. That's why you're seeing an audio-only version of John. John, how you doing on this Sunday?
Doing well. Overcast, humid, typical. I think we're going to have a really hot one tomorrow. So first of four consecutive practices for the Eagles. So this will be the busiest stretch of the summer for them in advance of the preseason opener against the Baltimore Ravens. It was a yellow practice today, which is not as high paced as the green practices. No pads today, no full pads today. So a little bit of a scale back, but they went about 90 minutes and some interesting developments on the defensive side of the football, I would say. Maybe a reaction to a poor performance at Lincoln Financial Field. You're muted, Xander.
We're going to get into each, both offense and defense. Heard some good rumblings about Devontae Smith today, some wide receiver three developments. But, John, let's start on the defense. You said some big switches on defense today. What did you see out there at practice number seven on the defensive side of the ball today?
Well, similar default setting. It was, again, if you're doing the day-by-day count, which a lot of people do, Isaiah Rogers is back in the lead at right cornerback, 4-3 over Kaylee Ringo. It was 3-1 Ringo at one point, so that seems to be a positive development for Rogers in recent days. But I hesitate because whomever starts in team drills, and again, today that was Rodgers for the third straight day, the other one starts in 7-on-7 drills. So they kind of rotate in that manner. Linebacker Devin White, Zach Bond continue to be the default setting, but if anything, they seem to be upping the rotation. There was way more Jeremiah Trotter Jr. today, which might excite some people, getting some first team reps, and he performed pretty well, got home on a blitz at one point, very instinctive player. Maybe he's starting to open the eyes of Vic Fangio at what could be a troubling position. N'Kobe Dean, maybe a little bit of a step back after a very poor performance at Lincoln Financial Field. But even though it's Devin White and Zach Bond to start, all of them, N'Kobe Dean, Ben Van Sumeren, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. have gotten at least a few first-team reps. So it doesn't seem like Vic's ready to make a decision there just yet.
Any? Does that mean anything to you for N'Kobe Dean? A lot of questions on N'Kobe Dean recently in Eagle Land. Anything on N'Kobe Dean? Is this a bad sign for N'Kobe Dean?
Well, I don't think it's a good sign. He really struggled in coverage against Kenny Gainwell, for those who were there at Lincoln Financial Field. And maybe in the short term, certainly, maybe that's the reason why Vic wanted a few more reps for Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But, you know, Nick Sirianni talked about this before practice today, and that it's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is, from the standpoint of everybody thought the offense won handily at the link, and you know, when you watch the film, it's not as good as you think. And everybody thought the defense, and when you watch the film, it's not as bad as you think. So I think it's one of those situations where Vic is trying to find his best options. And it's probably taken a little bit longer than maybe you'd like, but nobody's seizing the position. He said, and we're going to talk to Vic tomorrow, so we'll get more from him on the linebackers tomorrow. But when he spoke last week, he mentioned that, you know, it'll become obvious at some point, because people will start to distance themselves. Well, at linebacker, it hasn't become obvious at all. And I don't think that's a good thing.
You mentioned Isaiah Rogers, John, at the top of the show, how he got more reps today. So it seems to have taken a lead back at that right corner. At least he has, from a 4-3 days starting standpoint over Kelee Ringo. What did you see from the cornerback position today, both at that CB2 spot and on the rest of the field?
It was interesting. Devontae had a big day. AJ had, it seems like those two are so consistent. It's just, you know, almost a default setting. So that's part of it, is guys are going to get beat by AJ and Devontae, and that's just the nature of the beast. But Devontae spoke after practice today and mentioned, and he rarely speaks this frankly, so it we all took notice, and he said Rodgers is more instinctive and Ringo is more physical, and he was very honest about it. And that's kind of what we've been saying, is that, you know, the issues with Isaiah Rogers in Indianapolis were the physical part of the game, you know, and Christian Parker mentioning we got to see the pads go on. So we got to see him be able to be physical. And for Ringo, it's, you know, he can be physical. You kind of saw it in a small sample size last year. But can he be consistent from play to play to play? And then who knows where they're going to be with Quinyon Mitchell, who's played everywhere. Today, first team reps in the slot again. He was at left corner. Eagles had some more injuries today, and there was some illness as well. Mekhi Becton was ill. Eli Ricks was ill, so Ricks was out. Josh Jobe was limited and not in team drills because of a concussion. So all of a sudden, you got more reps to go around at corner. So Mitchell was taking first team reps at nickel. He was taking a few first team reps at left corner in place of Slay, and that's, you know, more of a pitch count type of thing. So, you know, he could end up anywhere on September 6th in Brazil, and that kind of impacts the competition as well. And then we don't talk about Cooper DeJean because he's not out there. And he's probably not going to be in the conversation because he's going to miss too much time to start week one. But when he is back and he is, he's going to be in the change the equation as well.
A lot of versatile guys on that secondary, which is a good thing. It'll be interesting to see how Vic Fangio uses all those guys. For those just checking in, we appreciate everybody being here. A lot of good members in the chat. I see all of you guys, Crowley, Mad Bird, our member, channel member, Mad Bird. What's up, buddy? Appreciate you being here. ARS Bench. A couple other guys in the chat. We appreciate all you guys being here. Recapping day 7 of training camp here on a special edition of Football 24/7. Going through the defense now. Offensive recap coming up. John, let's go to that defensive line, the last spot on that defense we have not talked about yet. What did you see from the D-line today? Did anybody stick out in practice?
Well, I think the biggest thing that stuck out was Vic unveiled this six-man front look, which we have not seen prior to today. He's kind of famous for that five-man front that toggles into a four-man front. Today he had six, where you had the two edge rushers, outside, obviously, and then inside you had Marlon Tuipulotu, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Milton Williams. Six defensive front players. So he looks like he's at least testing that kind of look, which, again, you know, it might be a reference to what he feels he has at linebacker. It might be nothing. It might be just that he wants to give different looks, and he's always trying to stay ahead of the curve, and you may never see it again if it doesn't work. But it was interesting. And the one linebacker on the field was Zach Bond. So maybe that's just a short yardage look.
Which is interesting. If six on the line, they're going to get to the quarterback, and then you put Zach Bond.
Well, they did. On the first particular rep they used it, it was just like a jailbreak to the quarterback, and it did work. And, you know, when you throw out unique things, maybe that's what you're trying to do and get that curveball and catch somebody by surprise and be able to make a play. I don't expect it to see, you know, you're not going to see it 30 times a game, so it's just something else he's going to have in the arsenal.
And what else did he have out there with that look? Two corners and two safeties?
Yeah. Bond was the only linebacker, and there was two corners and a safety. So that would be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Two safeties, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, so interesting. That's an interesting look. You're going to see a lot of that with Vic Fangio. So we're going to see how it all works out. But good stuff. I like that they're throwing a lot of stuff at the wall. John, anybody on the defensive side of the ball today stick out to you before we move over to the offense? Anybody have a great practice? Anybody have a bad practice on the inverse? Anybody stick out today, good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, I do think, and that's part of the things why I always hesitate with AJ and Devontae, because they were dominating today. AJ got a fade touchdown in the red zone over Isaiah Rodgers, which was kind of, was kind of toying with him. He had a big conversion play in the middle of the field where John Ross was stretching the field and opening up things underneath. So that's a positive. They used Saquon as a decoy at one point to open things up underneath for AJ, and that was successful. And then Devontae got Tyler Hall with a slot fade down the field. So he's in the slot and really worked him over. So those guys, you know, you say, well, Rodgers didn't look good on the fade in the end zone. Well, it's A.J. Brown. And Tyler Hall doesn't look good on the slot fade, and it's Devontae Smith. So you have to put that context into it. But as far as the defense, no interceptions again, so we're back to that. No matter the quarterback, not just Jalen Hurts, but also Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. Moro Ojomo had a nice rush. Nolan Smith, a nice rush. So some signs on the pass rush, which it has been. But a lot of that is the moving parts on the offensive line. Should have said this earlier, but Mekhi Becton was out. And Tyler Steen remains out. So the Eagles are down to their third team right guard. And that was Brett Toth, who, you know, that's probably not a good sign for Matt Hennessy, who was not put in there at right guard and was still with the second team. So there's been so many moving parts. Landon Dickerson had a big sleeve. That was the theme today, because Landon Dickerson had a compression sleeve on his right leg. He's got a right knee injury, kind of is working through it. Took most of the reps, but Trevor Keegan took some as well. Paris Campbell missed the practice. He had a compression sleeve on his right leg. Mekhi Becton had a compression sleeve on his right leg, but he missed the practice because of the illness. He watched it, but he missed it. And then I had a compression sleeve on my left leg. So it was the theme of practice.
Big theme on today's practice. John, thanks for giving us the injury update there. You already started a little bit. Let's go into the offensive side of the ball. The two big things that stick out to me are that wide receiver three, and you already touched on it a little bit, that right guard position. But let's start on QB1, John. We've been tracking his play all through training camp. He's had a very sharp camp thus far. How is he today out there on this Sunday?
Yeah, Jalen was very good, and that's been a theme of camp. I don't think he's had really a bad day.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's been, you know, good days versus really good days to this point. And today, again, was... you know, with AJ and Devontae, it was really good. You had no Paris Campbell today, so other guys getting more opportunities, John Ross, Britton Covey, Johnny Wilson, all getting first-team reps at times. And maybe the Eagles are going to piecemeal it. And you know, but Covey certainly looks like the most consistent by far of those bunch. But, you know, if you want somebody to stretch the field as they – John Ross did to enable, as I said, on the one rep to get AJ space underneath. You know, that's something he can do. And if you want that size and that physicality, there was one rep where the Eagles were in 13 personnel, so three tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Grant Calcaterra, CJ Uzomah, and the only receiver on the field was Johnny Wilson. So, you know, maybe for blocking purposes with three tight ends and the big receiver. So he's getting looks and seems to be impressing the coaches. So maybe a little bit of an exciting day for a couple of the day three picks that everybody was hyped about early in the process, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. On defense and Johnny Wilson on offense.
Yeah, good stuff for those guys contributing on offense. John, you mentioned the right guard a little bit, but, you know, with Mekhi Becton out of the practice today, who got the reps at right guard? And did we learn any more about what the Eagles think of their depth at that position?
Yeah, I mentioned it. Brett Toth was getting the right guard reps, which is probably not a good sign for Matt Hennessy, who had been the second team right guard at times. You know, he's had to play center as well because of injuries there. But today, you know, he was the second team right guard. And the fact that they didn't bump him up to be the first team right guard is probably not a good sign, because previous to today, Toth was the backup center at times. And the backup left guard at times when Landon went out with his injuries. And Toth himself has had his own hamstring. He missed the first four practices, I think. So they've been banged up on the interior. And that's why they brought in Nick Yates and Max Sharping. And Matt Hennessy is already here and have been already here. But they went to Brett Toth, so I can't see that as a positive sign for a Matt Hennessy. But, you know, hopefully Mekhi Becton's back. As I said, he had the compression sleeve on, and I got a picture of him early in practice because I could tell he wasn't going to practice. And I saw the sleeve, and I just assumed, well, he's got some kind of right leg injury, but it turned out he was just sick, and hopefully he's just wearing that as a precaution, and hopefully he'll be able to get on the field as early as tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see. And the longer Tyler Steen is out, you know, it's becoming difficult for him as well. It hasn't been great on the interior of the offensive line because of injury issues. The good news is all the injuries, none of them were serious. So whether you look at Toth with the hamstring and you look at Dickerson with the toe and a little bit of a banged up knee, and now Tyler Steen with an ankle and Mekhi Becton getting a little sick, these aren't torn ACLs. So guys will be back, but day to day, it looks bad at times because you have these constant moving parts.
John, let's go to our Saquon Barkley watch. Good update there on right guard. What did you see from Saquon Barkley today?
Oh, boy. Not much. He dropped a pass in the flat. Not much. He was a decoy. They lined him out wide. And it was helpful. They got Ringo out of the play so Brown could catch something underneath. So that part's helpful. Kenny Gainwell has been performing better as a receiver. Kenny, though, got yelled at today for missing a blitz pickup at one point. So that was a negative for his standpoint. Not a great day for the running backs overall, I'd say.
Nothing from Kenny Gainwell, who's been impressing as well. Nothing from him today much?
No, well, I just mentioned Kenny there. I said he missed a blitz, and Nick was getting on him a little bit. So from that perspective, and that's something that Saquon is supposed to be better at. So maybe that factors into it. But Kenny had a great practice for those who were at Lincoln Financial Field. He didn't necessarily follow that up today. Not a lot of involvement from the running backs in the passing game today.
John, let's go to Dallas Goedert. He had a big day also at the link for the open practice with three touchdowns. He seems to be becoming a bigger part of the offense this year, at least just from my perspective, from what I've heard. What did you see from Dallas Goedert today?
Certainly not like it was at Lincoln Financial Field, where he had three touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. He was sort of the guy on the offense, but he did have a nice tight end screen. And the Eagles did a better job with their quick screen games to the receivers, whether it's tight end or wide receivers. Austin Watkins, a guy we haven't talked about much, third-team rep, but he was really impressive on a wide receiver screen. And what impressed me is he violently came back to the football. That's too often what the Eagles didn't do last year. So he was meeting the football instead of waiting for it to come to him, and that gives you a little advantage to take advantage of the block, potential block. So he did a nice job with that. Dallas did it from a tight end perspective. But today in the receiving games, it was mainly AJ, Devontae, and Britton Covey were getting the traffic today from that perspective.
Good stuff there. Johnny Mac, anything else on the practice today that stood out to you? Day 7 down there back at the NovaCare Complex. Anything else that we missed that stood out to you at the practice today?
Well, Nick spoke before practice, and he brought up Zach Bond unprompted. So I think that's a positive for Zach. You know, we've seen him start at linebacker all 7 days, but they're rotating liberally. And I think we all kind of said, well, let's wait and see. But it seems like this coaching staff really likes Zach Bond, so maybe there's a little bit more to it than we thought originally. He also confirmed that Vic Fangio is going to be calling the defense from the press box, which it's not crazy because he's typically done that when he hasn't been the head coach. He prefers that, but you never know in a new situation with new players. People might readjust, and He might come down out of the press box onto the field, but it looks like he's going to be calling the defense from up top. So Nick kind of confirmed that. And I thought the defense was better today. Small, low bar because they performed so poorly at the open practice. But I do think they bounce back. And usually when they bounce back, it's about the defensive front. And they were able to take advantage of some of those moving parts on the interior of the Eagles' offensive line. But Moro Ojomo standing out as a young player, and also Nolan Smith. You know, every time Nolan is out there against a tackle that's not Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata, he looks really good. And I think that's positive because there aren't many tackles like Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. They're both top 10 tackles. They both are arguably in the top five league-wide. So the point is you're not going to face too many teams with tackles like that. And if he could take advantage of the mediocre guys and the lesser tackles, that's going to be a big positive for the Eagles.
John, Sunday night here, well, Sunday afternoon right now, but heading into Sunday night, give us a preview real quick on the practice schedule for the week. I know we have a big first preseason game coming up on Friday, but what's the Eagles' schedule for the week for those who do not know?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, practicing every day, 10 in the morning. Vic Fangio is going to talk before practice tomorrow. Tuesday, it's going to be Kellen Moore. Wednesday, it's going to be Nick Sirianni for the final time before the preseason opener, which is Friday night in Baltimore. So that's the schedule this week. Though we'll walk through, obviously, on Thursday before the game. And it's the busiest week for the Eagles, which started today, four consecutive practices, which will be the only time you see that all summer. I'd be stunned if they have four consecutive practices again. So this is it. This is the dog days of summer for the Philadelphia Eagles. And today's tomorrow is supposed to be very hot if the weather forecast holds up. So they might even go a little bit earlier tomorrow. Something we'll keep an eye on, obviously. But typically when it's supposed to be really hot, they sometimes move up practice to try to beat the heat as much as possible.
Good stuff, Johnny Mac. Good week of practice coming up here for the Eagles. Good stuff from your recap today down to camp. For those who are fans of our show, Birds 365, our morning show every day, 8 to 10 a.m. Programming update. We will not be 8 to 10 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday this week because obviously you heard John will be down there at the NovaCare Complex for Eagles practice. So just a programming note, we will have content at 8 a.m. of football 24/7. I'll try and get John by phone for 10-15 minutes to preview the day. But other than that, we will be 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week, and then back to our regular scheduled programming on Thursday and Friday. Johnny Mac, thanks for checking in this Sunday afternoon, brother. We appreciate the extra work. And the rundown on practice number 7. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
All right. Thanks, Johnny Mac. There's John McMullen joining us on Football 24/7 here. Always does a great job, John McMullen. Great stuff from him today down at practice. So not much new today at practice. Good to hear Jalen Hurts continue his streak of strong practices. Defense looking a little bit better. Rotating a lot of guys in there at linebacker, everybody. I do not know how this is going to look for N'Kobe Dean. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. even got some reps at once today, and apparently it's starting to look pretty good. So maybe he's an impact, as you heard John point out. And then on the offensive side of the ball, Johnny Wilson. Paris Campbell was out today, so Johnny Wilson got a lot of reps, and he's been looking good at wide receiver 3. So we will continue to monitor all things through training camp. If you're new here to the channel, make sure you like the show. Make sure you're subscribed, as you will get updates all offseason long, all through the NFL season, the most in-depth coverage of the Philadelphia Eagles you will find on YouTube. So thanks all of our viewers today. A lot of great people in the chat, as always. Here's a super chat from my man, Sean Mims. Thank you, brother. Good afternoon, Fly Eagles Fly. Thank you for the $5 super chat, brother. We appreciate it. A lot of good commenters in here. We appreciate all of you guys. Look at everybody. Crowley, Twiz, Stephen Kaufman. Gators. Yale Roth is in here. James Jones is in here, our resident Commander fan, who's always got to check in and get his daily dose of the Philadelphia Eagles. Appreciate all you guys. Thanks for checking in with us. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have a full day of content coming up for you tomorrow on Jacob Sports. Appreciate you guys. See you next time.
EAGLES Eagles.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.